news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Judiciary Committee on Monday sent 81 letters to people and entities within Trump's orbit, demanding documents pertaining to the president's family business, presidential campaign, and administration. Led by Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler, the investigation will touch on everything from allegations of obstruction of justice to public corruption and abuses of power. Nadler explains.
Our job is very different from other law enforcement agencies. The special prosecutor has a specific mandate to investigate only the Russian interference with the election and possible collusion by the Trump administration or anybody else with that interference with the election, and only to look at crimes. The Southern District of New York also only looks at crimes. Our job is to protect the rule of law in this country. And that means we have to look at the three major threats to the rule of law that we have seen, and that is corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power in terms of various things that have been done. It means interference with elections. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, attacks on law enforcement agencies, and obstruction of justice, interference with the various investigations that are going on.
At the same time, the chairman of three powerful committees, Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, and Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, announced a coordinated investigation into Trump's communications with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The committees are seeking documents from senior members of the Trump administration, such as Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And then there were four. Four is the number of Republicans needed to vote with the Democrats in the Senate on the resolution of disapproval of Trump's national emergency declaration. Susan Collins, Tom Tillis, and Lisa Murkowski had previously signaled they'd vote for the resolution. And Rand Paul just made it four. Paul says at least 10 Republican senators are prepared to split with Trump over the emergency declaration. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper added his name to the list of Democratic 2020 presidential hopefuls on Monday, following Washington's Jay Inslee a few days before. Another Democratic governor, Steve Bullock of Montana, is reportedly holding an event in Cedar Falls, Iowa on Tuesday, as he too considers a presidential bid. Meanwhile, some notable contenders have ruled out runs. Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, and Jeff Merkley all stated that they would not be running for president in 2020. The New Yorker's Jane Mayer has a new explosive article taking a deep dive into the relationship between the Trump administration and Fox so-called news. Mayer told one of the disturbing stories she turned up for the piece on CNN.
A Fox reporter, Diana Falzone, had a big scoop, the Stormy Daniels story. And it was a year before the Wall Street Journal published it. It was a year before anybody knew about the alleged affair between Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump and the hush money to try to cover it up. She had the story. She had researched it for months. Then what happened?
This was right before the election, the 2016 election. And according to the reporter who spoke to a number of colleagues at the time, she's now under a gag order, so she's not allowed to talk about it. But I interviewed people around her and who worked with her. They said that her editor at Fox said, good work, kiddo, but Rupert Murdoch wants Donald Trump to win, so set it aside. So it never came out before the election. I got to say, on behalf of the Wall Street Journal, I heard from them, they had a shred of it in print, but nobody paid any attention. They didn't have the whole story. She evidently had the story and had it cold.
And finally, Donald Trump went on a 2-hour and 20-minute unhinged stream of consciousness rant at CPAC on Sunday that has talk of the 25th Amendment surfacing again. The Washington Post called him out for more than 100 lies. In one of them, Trump claimed that his public request for Russia to get Hillary Clinton's emails was just a joke.
I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
You remember that. Well, here's how he described that event at CPAC.
If you tell a joke, if you're sarcastic, if you're having fun with the audience, if you're in live television with millions of people and 25,000 people in an arena, and if you say something like, Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails, please, Russia, please.
NBC's Katie Tour was covering the campaign and recounted what actually happened that day.
He didn't say that at a rally. He said that at a news conference in front of a bunch of reporters in the middle of the Democratic National Convention after DNC emails were already being leaked. But in the moment, I pressed candidate Trump on that 2.5 years ago and asked him, basically, were you joking? Here's what he said.
Do you have any qualms about asking a foreign government, Russia, China, anybody, to interfere, to hack into a system of anybody's in this country,
let
alone
the president? Let the president talk to him. Look, here's the problem.
No, no, you just called for it a moment ago, Mr. Trump. You said the Russians, I welcome you to find those. You said I welcome them to find those 30,000 emails.
Well, they probably have them. I'd like to have them released.
But does that not give you pause?
No, it gives me no pause.
And that's just a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.